Have you already had to pivot this new year? You may have had a plan for how this shiny new year full of dreams was to begin, but life caused you to pivot, and not in a good way. You had to shift. You had to adjust expectations, go with the flow, or change on a dime, as some might say. While sometimes in life we pivot as a result of positive gain, I thought we might focus on the unexpected pivot we must make in the face of loss. We never want to start off a new year experiencing loss, but I know every single one of us knows someone who's had to majorly pivot in life as a result of a struggle, a loss of some kind, or a major hurdle coming their way. Here's what I want you to remember today. If you have had to pivot, what we see as loss or gain is quite different than how God sees loss or gain. Remember Jesus' Sermon on the Mount? In Matthew 5, he lists characteristics that run contrary to popular belief about happiness and where inner joy is found. The poor in spirit are blessed. Those who mourn are blessed. The meek shall inherit the earth. The ones who hunger and thirst more for righteousness instead of earthly riches and excess are filled up. Those who show mercy to hurting hearts obtain mercy. The pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted are blessed. Many of those characteristics wouldn't be on the profit side of a balance sheet now, would they? Assets and liabilities of life begin to look different with a kingdom perspective. Paul knew this as he compared his life before Christ to his life after Christ, Philippians 3:7. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Paul had a very impressive resume. All those gains of life, he now considered losses in comparison to knowing and living for Jesus. He walked away from what the world viewed as profit for the sake of being found in Christ alone. His loss was his gain. Jesus put it this way, Matthew 10:38. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. When you lose in life, don't be so quick to see it as loss. It could be just the thing God wants to use to be a pivot in your life that leads to eternal gain. We are actually called to lose and lay down what we often hold so dear, because it's in the process of laying down we begin to finally trust God holds it all and so much more. It's in that place of trust we gain more joy, fulfillment, purpose, and blessings than we could have ever imagined possible. I don't know what loss you may be facing. Mourn what needs to be mourned. Feel what you're feeling and process what you're walking through. Don't ever gloss over pain with a smile, but don't forget what is true as you process what maybe has caused you to pivot this new year. God is near and He holds your heart, life, and every tear. He turns things meant for evil upside down into good. He will turn your mourning into dancing. He brings beauty from the ashes. He breathes life into dry bones. He is able, and no matter the loss or the gain, we can count it all joy as we trust in Him. That's the truth. Reconsider your gains and losses this new year. You might be surprised what God has for you through it all, even when you have to pivot. I'm Lori Klein.